Obituary: Lorraine Dardis, 1965-2018, Lynn Walsh. Lorraine Dardis, a founding member of RUS Co-Thinkers, now known as Socialist Alternative, has tragically died, aged only 53. She conducted a determined struggle against a malignant aggressive brain tumor, but was eventually defeated. She died peacefully on the 22nd of March. Even for those who had long been aware of her illness, including her parents, her death has come as a profound shock. Lorraine had outstanding abilities and there is much more she wanted to accomplish. She was a wonderful person, a true friend to many comrades and friends. She had the extraordinary gift of connecting with people in a few minutes, sometimes becoming a lifelong friend. At the same time, Lorraine was a steely class fighter who never believed in giving up. She will be deeply missed, but never forgotten. Internationalist. Lorraine developed an internationalist outlook from an early age. Her father, from a working-class family in Newark, New Jersey, was in the army. The family regularly moved from one base to another across the US and West Germany. Her mother is from France. Lorraine's entry into anti-capitalist politics came through the international peace movement. She dropped out of studies at Boston University to visit the women's peace camps at Greenham Common and Faslane nuclear bases in the UK. Later, Lorraine traveled round Europe, meeting people in Ireland, France, Netherlands, and Germany. On returning to Boston, she worked various low-paid jobs. She was involved in some of the struggles of a militant local branch of the United Auto Workers Union, which organized a variety of workplaces. In one of the jobs, Lorraine met Jeff and Martha, who were working to establish a U.S. organization that would work with the Committee for a Workers International, CWI. Lorraine was more than ready for such an organization. In fact, she complained they had not involved her sooner. For the rest of her active political life, she devoted her considerable talents to building Socialist Alternative in the CWI. Lorraine joined the organization in 1985, a year before the founding conference. When Labour Militant was launched, she helped edit the paper. She was an intrepid paper seller. Later she worked full-time for the party in Chicago and Boston. Joining our organization at that time was an enormous step. There were no more than about 40 members, with 4 or 5 branches, in a vast country. The political climate was not favorable. Ronald Reagan had been elected president in 1981, implementing ultra-free market policies, and launching an offensive against the unions. Lorraine was inspired by our socialist aims, and her commitment and enthusiasm inspired others. She recently wrote, "Having already come across a range of political groups with different approaches and principles, I was attracted to what was to become Socialist Alternative for two main reasons: its support for creating a genuine democratically run and grassroots-controlled socialist society internationally, and its member-based, democratic, and anti-bureaucratic structure and functioning." Lorraine passionately believed that Marxists should be in the forefront of the fight for real equality for women and fight for socialist policies to protect the natural environment. While she could not be active in recent years, she was overjoyed by the successes of Socialist Alternative in Seattle and Minneapolis. She felt the growth of the membership and of Socialist Alternative's broad influence vindicated the undramatic, pioneering work of the 1980s and 1990s. Condolences that have already poured in testify to Lorraine's extraordinary qualities. Tenacious in defense of political objectives, she was at the same time a very sociable, unusually sympathetic person, very loyal to her many friends. She had a joyful sense of humor. No one who met her will forget her. Served in January 2014 with a terminal diagnosis of 12 to 18 months, Lorraine was determined to fight the malignant brain tumor, glioblastoma multiforme. She was told that it was treatable but incurable. Her strategy was to hold out until a cure was found. "I'm a fighter," she said, "I won't give in." Fighter. Radiotherapy, chemo, and Lorraine's determination kept the tumor at bay for 3 years. Then it began to grow again, while successive rounds of chemo became less and less effective. She still refused to give up the struggle. Only in the last few days did she admit to me, I may not make it. No one could have fought harder or longer. I have done my best to be objective, but I must declare a personal interest. For over 20 years Lorraine and I have been together. In 2000 she moved to London, so we could live together. She was my best friend, trusted comrade, wise counselor, my inspiration, the love of my life. Lorraine's funeral will be at Eltham Crematorium, Falconwood, at 1 p.m. on Wednesday the 18th of April, followed by a reception nearby,